Welcome back to ConnectMe.ca, your number one gym digital marketing agency in Canada. In today's episode, we will be talking about virtual fitness memberships marketing in 2021 using SEO. Do you have a virtual fitness memberships marketing strategy yet? If not, then you may be missing out on another stream of income. Several fitness centers, gym clubs, and personal trainers have figured out how to serve their clients online, so we have created a strategy to help you increase your virtual fitness memberships by using SEO. First of all, virtual fitness memberships may not make sense for all fitness studios. So let's take a look at different fitness industries and see if you need to keep reading this blog. Does it make sense for your gym or fitness studio? First of all, virtual fitness memberships may not make sense for all fitness studios. So let me tell you about the different fitness industries and see if you need to keep listening to this podcast. 1. Weight and cardio gym. No, it does not make sense to do virtual memberships. It's physically impossible for you to be doing this. Although, if you have in-house personal training or offer group classes, then this may be different. 2. Personal training. If your gym has one-on-one personal trainers, going online may help you with retaining your memberships. 3. Yoga studios. Yes, a lot of yoga studios now offer their memberships online and are flourishing. 4. Martial arts studio. Let's face it. Contact sport can never be replaced with online classes, so this may help you in a short-term basis by offering one-on-one coaching, but ultimately, we do not think it will work long-term. 5. Other group class studios that do not need major equipment such as Zumba and Tabata. Yes, this can work for your long-term, so you should start implementing a virtual strategy ASAP. 6. Group classes that need equipment such as spin and Pilates. Unfortunately, not unless you can lend your reformers or spin bikes to your members, offering your memberships online may not be a good idea. 7. Did we miss your industry? Send us a quick message at info@connectme.ca so we can identify if virtual fitness memberships marketing makes sense to you. If it makes sense for you to offer virtual memberships, we have created a list of the most important factors for your fitness marketing SEO strategy in 2021. So if you want to bring in more leads so that you can have more members, it is important that you do these right away. Number 1. Quality content with proper keywords will boost your SEO and increase your virtual fitness memberships. Most gym owners understand that website content is important, but don't invest in researching the proper keyword for their target market. Without proper keywords, you are attracting the wrong website visitors. Quality and relevant content with fitness industry-related keywords are two of the essentials to make your website easily searchable. With great content, you can draw more traffic to your website because Google will deem your website more valuable. The keywords you add into your content never lose their importance in the world of SEO. However, keyword stuffing will cause the blacklisting of your site. The secret to success in your virtual fitness membership marketing SEO campaign lies in the proper keyword placement. Professional fitness marketers use keyword research tools to find long-tail and short-tail keywords. To figure out which keywords are needed in your fitness website, request to download a keyword research from us by scheduling a strategy call. Number 2. Web Core Vitals. Understanding the major Google algorithm update that will affect your virtual fitness membership SEO strategy in 2021. When you go to connectme.ca, do you see the small lock beside ConnectMe? That is called Secure Socket Layer. SSL certificates are highly important to achieve a higher rank in your fitness SEO campaign. Originally, Google set the due date for this major update this month, but has extended it till next month. So in June 2021, web page loading speed, its responsiveness, dead links, and mobile friendliness will become more significant factors relevant to technical SEO. Another vital step for technical SEO is to add a sitemap to let the search engines index your website. Most fitness studios rely on the Google Search Console to identify and solve crawl errors. A simple technical SEO audit will result in a better ranking of your fitness website. It is imperative that you fix all of these problems at least 3 months before June 2021. If you would like a complimentary website audit, please request one at connectme.ca/book. Number 3. Stop your random blog content and develop a blog plan for a full year. Uploading a random blog without a plan is another great example that most gym owners should invest in keyword research. Without proper keywords, you cannot strategize your content and will cause your fitness website to not ranking properly. Having improper keywords also attracts the wrong website visitors, which will cause a high bounce rate, then ultimately mark your website as a low authority website. You must update your fitness website with new web pages, downloads, and articles. You need to update your site frequently. These regular updates will enable you to gather the attention of the search engines. Thus, you will find higher rankings in the SERP result. While you update any content of your site, the engine will rearrange its ranking. As you post new blogs to your site, you increase the chance of easy searchability on Google. Furthermore, blogging makes your fitness business more credible. Thus, blogging is one of the most important steps for fitness studio digital marketing in Canada. By adding valuable information to your blogs, you can convert visitors to customers. When you work with our team at ConnectMe, we take care of all of your keyword research and weekly blog post. This way you can have the time to keep working on gym operations and focus on your staff. Most importantly, you must strategize your blogging to prepare for reopening or to benefit your in-studio memberships. Number 4. Podcast for personal training leads and as part of your virtual fitness marketing strategy in 2021. Although some fitness studio owners underrate podcasts, it is an effective way to be a part of Spotify or Apple Music. Having a podcast in these music hosts is a great way to show up on SEO. Podcasts can also help your fitness studio gain the attention of your target audience because viewers don't need not go through several paragraphs to get the essential information. They can easily listen to your content while driving cars, taking morning coffee, and doing other activities. With podcasts, you will get opportunities to reveal your fitness studio's business story within a few minutes. As a podcast host, you may add your website links, social media profiles, and other information so that your members can ask for information. Number 5. Go back to Yellow Pages as part of your virtual fitness memberships marketing strategy in 2021. Yes, you read that right, but it doesn't mean that you have to publish your fitness business in a book directory. Rather, register your business in local directories like Yelp 411, Yellow Pages, Google Maps, Apple Maps, MapQuest, and other local directories. Registering your studio in these websites will boost your fitness website's SEO because these websites have high authority. At ConnectMe, we manually add your gym to at least 30 local directories and update them as your information may change. Number 6. Create a valuable web lead capture form, gym drip campaigns, and automated response. It is hard to justify a virtual fitness membership, so a 7-day pass or a trial can be very beneficial. Imagine a new visitor landing on your page and did not see a valuable offer. They may not click the Contact Us button, but leave. This will make your fitness website's bounce rate high and make your website less authoritative than other fitness websites with a good web lead capture form. We have found that creating beginner fitness guide or placing a book a tour option is a great way to help your visitor and take the leap with signing up for a virtual fitness membership, thus making your bounce rate way lower. Say you have a great web lead capture form and successfully captured a lead. You call them the next day, but they did not pick up. It is known that it takes 9 to 14 contact times for you to have the opportunity to turn that lead into an appointment. What steps are you taking to make sure that they show up? You must develop some sort of retargeting tool to make sure you don't miss out on these prospects. Learn how from reading our Gym Drip campaign guide. Number 7. Marketing consistency equals predictive gym membership sales. If you become consistent on all your gym digital marketing for at least 1 year, you will learn how to predict how many leads are you going to get every month. You will also be able to predict how many sales and when is the best time for you to take some time off. This is what we call gym sales seasons at ConnectMe. You can do one or all 6 steps mentioned above, but the most important thing you should do to help your virtual fitness memberships marketing strategy for 2021 is to be consistent. Publishing one blog and expecting that it will do the trick to bring your fitness website to page 1 is a little hopeful. Keep publishing weekly blogs, podcast, update your website, create drip campaigns, and be on top of Google's algorithm change. Number 8. Fix all of your fitness website bugs. From Core Web Vitals, adding your gym's website to local directories or creating drip campaigns. Schedule a call with us so that we can complimentary do an SEO review and gym digital marketing strategy for you. This way, you can discover what might be turning website visitors to not give their information to you, and we will strategize on how to turn them into incoming inquiry calls instead.